It's Tuesday, August 13th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Hong Kong protests have moved to the city airport, shutting down the world's busy cargo port yesterday. Hundreds of thousands of protesters have crowded into the airport over the last 4 days, and Reuters reports that crowds are filling up police stations and singing hymns. The riots surround controversy concerning an extradition bill, which would allow local authorities to extradite Hong Kong residents to face charges in communist courts in mainland China or Taiwan. As many as 1 million people at a time have crowded the streets of Hong Kong protesting the bill in February of this year. The protesters are demanding the complete retraction of the bill and the resignation of Chief Executive Carrie Lam. Hong Kong's Christians make up 11% of the population, compared to mainland China's 2.5%. Also, Hong Kong is registered as the most free nation in the world by the Heritage Foundation's 2018 Freedom Index. Accusations are flying furiously, and suspicions have surfaced upon the news of the alleged suicide of sexual criminal Jeffrey Epstein, who is facing charges of pedophilia and was being held in a New York City federal prison. President Donald Trump noted Epstein's connections with Bill Clinton in a retweet he sent out on Sunday, saying, quote, "Documents were unsealed yesterday revealing that top Democrats, including Bill Clinton, took private trips to Jeffrey Epstein's pedophilia island," end quote. And Donald Trump Jr. directed people's attention to the Clinton body count, suggesting that the former president may have been involved in the death of Mr. Epstein. CNBC reported on July 22nd that Epstein's black book contained the names of Presidents Donald Trump and Bill Clinton, Britain's Prince Andrew, former Prime Minister Tony Blair, comedian Bill Cosby, former Secretaries of State Henry Kissinger and John Kerry, and media mogul Rupert Murdoch. Clinton's office acknowledged that the president had been on Epstein's plane on 4 separate occasions, although Fox News confirmed 26 trips in the Boeing 727, according to FAA-required flight manifests. Hebrews 13, verse 4 declares, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous." The Hillsong lyricist, responsible for writing the lyrics for "All I Need Is You" and hundreds of other numbers, has announced he is leaving the faith and Christianity is, quote, "just another religion," end quote, reports the Christian Post. On Instagram, Marty Sampson said, quote, "I'm genuinely losing my faith and it doesn't bother me at all. I am so happy now, so at peace with the world," end quote. But James 4, verse 4 warns us, "You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world